Well, that should lead to a question. You know, we're here, right? What's today? What's so special about today? What is it?
The New Year.
The New Year! That's not it. You know what today is? Today is the first day of the regular season of the National Football League. It's the day I've been waiting for all summer long. You think I'm kidding, actually, but I'm not. In fact, I happen to be a very big Eagles fan, a very big football fan, specifically my team, Philadelphia Eagles. Ever since I was a little kid, something I always looked to. The high holidays will come around, the beginning of the season, always something fun to look forward to. And it's a long summer. It's a long summer. A lot of preseason action, a lot of games that don't necessarily mean a thing. And if you're a fan of a sport, you know the main thing you care about is the competition. It's a chance to really get to show yourself, and when you're in the middle of preseason, you're doing practice. Well, I don't know about you, but have there been times in which you've had to sit there, practice, maybe for a bar mitzvah, or maybe for other things that you're doing, and you're just like, you know what? When I get to the meeting, when I get to the speech, when I get to the presentation, when I get to the test, I know I'll be fine. But that preparation, I don't know. I can't get up for it. I can't get myself excited at the beginning of the regular season. But you know what? Without preparation, you don't get separation. Without preparation, you don't get separation. These aren't my words. They're from quarterback Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks that I heard about earlier today. What he means is simple. In order to get yourself better, to separate yourself from where you were before or from the other levels of competition, to get yourself to that higher level, you need to prepare. And that idea of preparing in order to get yourself to that higher level, to work when everyone else is taking a day off, that's actually embedded within this high holiday season. How long is the high holiday season? Somebody tell me. How many days?
10 days.
53. Where do you get 53 from? Okay, so we have here, we have the 10 days of repentance, which begins tonight all the way to before. That's one way of looking at it. We have 53 days, which corresponds to the beginning of the month of Elul. Elul is a month in which you begin adding extra prayers, adding the blowing of the shofar to say, guess what? Rosh Hashanah is coming. Get yourself ready. Start preparing for this time to work on who you want to be so you could be that person over the next year. There's one more idea. It's not just 53. It's actually 7. I think 53 is the wrong number for Rosh Hashanah. It's about 40. There is the one. One is from 7 weeks from today, which was 7 weeks ago. Today was Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. At the moment of the destruction of the temple began the moment in which Jews started to think about what it means to be a community, what it means to be an individual, what does it mean to have a relationship with God, a relationship with my people. Now, how many people started thinking about the high holidays in the middle of July? I know it was hard. It's hard to think of something when it's so far away. We tend to only think about things when they're right on top of us. But without preparation, you don't get separation. Without a moment to kind of get ourselves ready, we're not going to be able to fully enjoy. So here's my thought. Tonight, first night of Rosh Hashanah, take a look around you. This is still the preseason. This is the last tune-up before the regular season begins for us tomorrow. So over the course of the rest of the service, as we get ready for the high holidays to really kick off, use this and the rest of the service and tonight as an opportunity to say, what do I need to do to prepare myself to make these high holidays count? to make this year the year that I become who I am truly meant.